AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. After 3 days of meetings and speeches at the United Nations, President Obama is back in Washington. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports that the administration insists progress was made and what to do about Syria.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest points to new members for the anti-Islamic State coalition, with a total now 65, and to France joining airstrikes in Syria for the first time. Plus, he says Vladimir Putin agreed to have Russian troops avoid conflict with U.S. forces while pressing new diplomatic steps to end the civil war. However, Earnest acknowledges the difference with Putin over whether Bashar Assad stays in power is stark.
Shortly after he got back to the White House from New York, President Obama had high praise for the Secret Service.
The Secret Service had to manage the Pope's visit, President Xi's visit, and 100-something world leaders in an unprecedented fashion during the course of the last several days. And they did so flawlessly.
The agency has been under a cloud of scrutiny and investigations after security mishaps, including a fence jumper who made his way into the executive mansion back in 2014. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards tells the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that secretly recorded videos of group officials discussing the distribution of fetal tissue have increased threats against clinics.
These acts against women and health care providers don't reflect American values or the rule of law, and I hope this committee will condemn them.
Republicans on the committee question Planned Parenthood's need for about $500 million in federal funding each year. An up and down day on Wall Street as the Dow at the close is up 46 points, while the NASDAQ is down 26. S&P is up 2. This is AP Radio News. Edward Snowden on Twitter.
The former National Security Agency worker who leaked classified documents about government surveillance tweeted for the first time, "Can you hear me now?" Edward Snowden quickly racked up tons of followers. As for who he's following, the National Security Agency. Twitter verified his account with a blue and white check mark. Under profile, Snowden says, "I used to work for the government, now I work for the public." Snowden is living in exile in Russia. He faces charges in the U.S. that could land him in prison for up to 30 years. Julie Walker, New York.
A South Florida police detective who oversaw a police explorers program has been arrested on accusations of engaging in sex acts with young girls. Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigated South Miami Police Detective Joe Mendez after a complaint alleged that he had sexual interactions with a number of female cadets. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.